Greetings, it's Barbara J. Faison, your mindfulness and meditation ambassador, using my voice to heal, educate, and inspire. I'm also host of the Why Struggle podcast on Anchor, and I'm doing a simulcast, I believe that's what this is called, and that is when you are broadcasting in two places. So I'm going to do what I normally do on my Slice of Silence meditation, as well as pull in a little bit of my podcast. So the first thing I want to do though today is to use this beautiful candle that my niece April Faison created for me a couple of years ago. It is lemon verbena. She made it out of soy candle stuff and she created this. It's absolutely gorgeous. And I'm going to light this in honor of two people in my family who are no longer here. And that is my mom, who has been in spirit with me. She's right here, my little butterfly, and Lacey. And for those of you who are on my podcast, you may not have heard if you don't follow me on Anchor, my dear little Lacey Poo, my little Yorkie Poo, who was my mom's Yorkie Poo, made her transition last Friday. So just going to do a little honor of that, and that I'm still... still working through it, but most days I'm pretty good. I just miss her little furry face, and we spent a lot of really great time out here on my deck doing my meditations and just sitting out on the deck and enjoying life. She would come and let me know when it was time for me to get off the computer or just go outside and sit in nature or be in nature for a few minutes. So I thank you for that, Lacey, and for all of the laughter, the love, the licks. And there's something flying high. Is that you? Anyway, I am going to read this morning from my book, Why Struggle? Life is Too Short to Wear Tight Shoes. And what came up for me was Know Yourself. And so I'll read this, and the book has 25 of these topics, and I've been covering them the last week or so. And this particular topic is Know Yourself, but they all have a practice that you can take with you during the day after you read it, and there's an affirmation. Know yourself. As children, the people in our intimate circle of adults defined our identities. The labels we receive as children often stay with us as young adults. As we move into adulthood, we must discover who we are separate from those labels. We must determine our own likes, dislikes, wants, and needs. What are your passions? When was the last time you really had fun? Try new adventures and note the things you like and dislike. Make discovering yourself a monthly, weekly, or daily activity. Give yourself permission to get to know yourself. Give yourself permission to change. Give yourself permission to grow. Remember, we're constantly changing, so who you are today will not be who you will be in 10 years, 20 years, or 50 years. Your likes and dislikes may also change as you learn, evolve, and grow. And the practice is take one day to be completely spontaneous and discover what you enjoy. Wake up with no set agenda and let your day unfold. Take notes of what you enjoyed. And the affirmation is, I discover myself at all stages of life. I discover myself at all stages of life. I discover myself at all stages of life. And I'll just add on to that before we move into our meditation time. One thing I am very clear about myself is I have to have time to process. So Lacey transitioned or passed on Friday, and I think I made the announcement here on Wednesday. I just needed some time to kind of get used to being in the space without her, for my family to get used to being in the space without her, before I came and announced it. And that's part of my process. So knowing who you are and how you do things is really important. And I don't know if that's always been the case, because I can't really say. My mom would probably be able to tell me, but she's not here. So unless you want to give me some kind of signal, Mom, I'm not sure if that's always the case. But I know I'm a thinker, so I know that I stay in my head a lot, which is why meditation is really helpful for me, because I am a thinker. And the meditation practice helps me kind of be with myself and with my thoughts to some degree. So we're going to get started with our meditation. And I don't think I'm going to be able to, let's see, we'll try. Anchor, if you lose me, I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do my timer along with the live on the Anchor platform. We'll find out though. How this works is there will be a timer or a tone that will begin the meditation. I will guide you, and the tone will return. I will guide you out of the meditation. I do ask that you sit for a moment before you move into the next activity to just take a moment. Perhaps you want to just think of someone as the candle is lit and honor that person or people, or just gain some clarity. Whatever you choose to do, just take a moment before you move into the next activity. So we will begin, and I'm going to tell you what came up for me this morning was listening. So what that means to me is less talking and more listening. So I will begin the meditation. And for those of you who are new and you hear outside sounds, I'm outside on my deck. And I like to be out here because these are the sounds of life, whether it's a plane passing by or a car passing by or somebody doing construction. Those are the things that will happen for us daily in life. And so meditation allows us to be with life in all of its lifeness. And so we want to be able to find our place of peace, our place of center, regardless of what is going on around us. And so that is why I do outside and do sounds as opposed to music, because we don't always have the luxury of being able to put in what we want to put into our ears. And we always have the opportunity and the chance, the choice to choose how we want to show up someplace. And the practice of meditation allows us to be with all of that. So we will start our meditation. We'll meditate for 8 minutes. Part of that will be silent. I will guide you, and I thank you for being in practice with me. Let's begin. Gong. Allow your body to settle in wherever you are. And let's take some deep breaths in together. Let's breathe in. And breathe out. Breathe in. And breathe out. One last deep breath in. And breathe out. And just wherever you are, allow your eyes to gently close. And just breathe at your regular pace, rate, or rhythm. And if you'd like to, place your hand in the center of your chest and just continue to breathe. No need to adjust the breathing for this meditation. Just simply be with your breath. Just breathe in and breathe out. Feeling any sensations that may or may not arise in your body. And be with them. And we'll just tune in to all of the sensations in our body today, the sensations and our senses. So whatever you may be hearing, seeing, tasting, touching, smelling, or sensing in your body, just be with that. And just listen. And as you're sitting and listening, if your thoughts wander, return your thoughts back to your breath. And I want you to use the mantra or the phrase, I am listening. I am listening. listening. I am listening. And just sit and breathe and listen. And allow the silence to embrace you, to cover you like a warm blanket, to comfort you. And I'll return shortly. I am listening. Slowly begin to bring your awareness back to the present moment. Let's rub our hands together and place them over our eyes. Take a deep breath in through your nose and exhale with a loud, audible sigh. Relax your hands and open your eyes. And take a look around to this brand new present moment. This moment is new. It is what we know to be right now. Our affirmation is, I discover myself at all stages of life. I discover myself at all stages of life. I discover myself at all stages of life. So I encourage you to know yourself, to know that the self that you know is ever evolving. So even if you know yourself, that self is not the same self, if that makes any sense, right? Because we're evolving, we're growing, just like plants grow. We are growing all the time. So be kind and gentle and loving with yourself today in all that you do. Take a moment to honor someone. I'm honoring all of my ancestors and my recent ancestors, which would be my mom and my little doggy who just passed last Friday. So I'm honoring those people by lighting a candle and just saying, I thank you and I appreciate you for the gifts that you brought to me, to my family, to allow me to be who I am. Because every person, living creature, plays a part in who we are, and just to connect with that. So I thank you for being in practice with me. When we sit, we grow and listen. Again, this morning it was strong that we needed to listen. So it was a whole lot less me talking and a whole lot more, hopefully, you listening. And listen, because what happens is you may not hear anything right now, but as you're walking today or doing something today, something might pop into your head that may be an answer to a question that you had or maybe an idea. You know, I laugh and say when we have our moments of thoughts going through our head, because they're always going through our head, there are over 60,000 thoughts we have consciously and unconsciously, so we can't manage all of those. But I'm grateful when my thought says, you need to pick up some some coconut milk for the house today. I'm grateful for those thoughts because clearly I forgot to put it on my list of things. So in all things, give thanks. All things give thanks. And so I thank you for joining me for this slice of silence. We'll be here tomorrow. Be well. Hello. Thank you, everyone, for joining. Hey, Rukma, how are you? Francesca, welcome. I hope the sound is okay. My little sound thing fell off. And Francesca, you are my sound. You are my... Francesca, you're always here, so you're my sound person. Rukma, I don't have a start time. Yesterday, I started really early because I did a temp assignment and had to be there at 8. Tomorrow is Saturday. I will probably, I don't know, it'll probably be between 8 and 9. I've got to be somewhere at 11. It's usually in the morning. Next week, y'all can let me know. I will be, I'm glad you caught me. I will be doing a temp assignment all next week starting at 8. So we'll have to do probably maybe 6:45. And maybe one day I'll do an evening one, depending upon what the rest of my week looks like. So I thank you for your flexibility. And in case you didn't know, that's training your brain, because when we do new things and we don't always do the same thing, our brain continues to grow. So that's my story and I'm sticking to it. So let's just keep going with that. I'm going to close out now. I'm also on my Anchor podcast. So if you don't listen to my podcast, feel free to join me out there as well. Oh, good. 6:45 is awesome for you. Okay, so we'll plan to do 6:45 or 6:50 on Monday. I must tell you, I got a lot of my mama in me. Early stuff is not my thing. My mom used to always say, baby, I worked for 30 years. I'm not trying to get up early in the morning, which she didn't. So I'll be doing that. So we'll pencil in 6:45, 6:50 on Monday and see what the rest of the week looks like. The podcast is anchor.fm, but if you Google Barbara Faison podcast, it pops up. And it's on Google Play, all of the main podcast things, iTunes and all of that too. So feel free to, I don't have anybody that's left a review, I don't think. So feel free to leave a review. But I'm going to close out and just say I thank you for joining me. I am Barbara J. Faison, your mindfulness and meditation ambassador, using my voice to heal, educate, and inspire. You can follow me across all platforms. If you Google my name, my whole world comes up. So you can find me out there, and I'd love to see you. And I so thank you for being in your practice with me today. And namaste, be well. And for my anchor people, if you are listening, I just thank you so much for listening. I thank people for calling in and dialing in and being connected with me, because you can listen to anyone. And so I thank you for listening and choosing to listen and letting me know what's happening in your world. So if there's something you'd like to say, I'd love to hear it. You can call in, leave a message, or you can also reach out to me on social media or email me at barbarafaisonllc@gmail.com. Remember to stop, breathe, and savor a little bit of life today out in nature, because it starts with you, it starts with me. One breath, one thought, one deed. Be well.